Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today, we have yet another bonus episode. That's two bonus episodes for the month of June so far. We're covering a topic that is too hot for the free feed. Jamie Foxx. What's going on with Jamie Foxx? Is he in the hospital? Is he blind? Is he paralyzed? I certainly don't know the answers. But I definitely know he's not playing pickleball. That's what his daughter said. They're playing pickleball. No, don't think so. But we'll revisit the timeline of what happened over the last couple months with the guy. What happened, when it happened. We'll look at various topics and theories. Like the most controversial one about how he got a blood clot and a stroke from the thing that he had to take. And that's one theory. Another theory is Puff Daddy, Diddy. We're going to talk about it because allegedly Jamie Foxx is exposing some Diddy things. Mike Tyson let the beans spill a little bit. And there's some really odd connections to the Fugees and Steve Bannon, if you can believe that or not. So you're going to want to strap in tight on this one. And if you're on the free feed, you're listening to a little preview of this, you can unlock all the bonus episodes and go ad-free for only $2 for the first month. Then it goes up to $5 a month. If you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the VIP tab, scroll all the way down, use coupon code CHERRYPIE, all one word, all lowers or all uppers, sign up. You'll get 2 free books. You'll unlock the ad-free version of the show. And you'll unlock 170 plus bonus episodes, including this one here. And see if VIP section is right for you. And of course, you can get on all the supporter feeds. I've got links in the show notes, and you can compare them on that IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP tab page. See which one feels right for you. Also, another bit of housekeeping, I need to drop a bunch of disclaimers because I haven't talked about this topic in a very long time, a few years, because, well, it's for good reason. This episode will discuss issues related to controversial medical topics. Always consult your personal physician before making any decisions with your health, because I am not a medical expert, nor is any of this medical advice. That's not what I do. That's not the show. And this is a topic I've steered clear from for about 3 years. I'll be using certain terms. If you've been with me long enough, you already know why. I get jammed up and blocked and canceled every turn. In fact, on my brand new YouTube channel that I started, I already got a strike because I had a guest on and he said the word. That's all he did. He said the word. So we're going to be discussing the thing from 2020 that will never go away, which seems like it's kind of going away now, right? Like people aren't really getting wrapped around the axles like they were a couple years ago. So that's good, right? Let's celebrate a little bit of a win on that. But, and look, we're not going to get wrapped around discussing those things on this show because that's obviously a whole topic. But we'll be discussing the thing from 2020 as well as the solution to the thing from 2020, right? The solution started by Trump's Operation Super Fast Speed project. I've said all my piece on these topics in 2020. And I would say most of those sentiments hold up. I'm not super anti-solution. And I'm definitely not pro-solution. I just feel like everyone should be able to make their own decisions about their own health because it can be viewed as a risk either way. So it's no one's business besides you what you choose to do. You know, and there's arguments for both sides. If you're pro-solution, great. Knock yourself out. I don't judge. Some people need the solution. Some people need it. If it helps. Nobody knows. That's the thing. Nobody knows. If you're anti, cool. Great. I get why. I'm generally mostly the same way. But I also am like, you know, everyone's different, right? Everyone's a snowflake. Everyone's body does things differently. So it's none of my damn business, as it shouldn't be yours. I get tired of seeing people harass each other over their beliefs one way or the other. And it's like, dude, some people need to try things and some people don't. Anyway, I'm going to talk real careful because this thing will hit on a lot of dangerous areas. It's not even just in the health stand. There's other things. Diddy, we got to be careful about. So, Jamie Foxx, there's tons of rumors going around. Strokes, comas, him dying and being revived, him being in ICU. I'm sure what's coming next is the cloning of Jamie Foxx theories. Those are definitely coming next. And Mike Tyson was on a podcast and he said, if we don't know by now, they don't want us to know. You know what time it is. So what's going on with him? Nobody knows. Somebody knows. The mainstream media and pundits and content creators do not know. I'm going to read to you from June 6th article on Cinema Blend because I read through tons of articles, okay? This one summed it up pretty well. It's been nearly 2 months since Jamie Foxx's family revealed that he had been hot. I'm going to paraphrase, okay? Revealed that he had been hospitalized due to a medical complication suffered on the set of his upcoming Netflix movie, Back in Action. Providing the most recent update on his health, his eldest daughter, Corinne Foxx, had taken to social media to address the situation, saying her father was doing well and even engaging in activities like playing pickleball. That's not exactly what she said. I'm going to read you what she said. It was a lot more abrasive than that. Although in a new exclusive report, an insider claims the actor is currently undergoing intense physiotherapy to aid his recovery and regain mobility. While the true extent of his health condition remains a mystery, allegedly the 55-year-old actor has been facing mobility struggles since the incident on April 11th while filming in Atlanta. An insider told Radar Online that Jamie is receiving treatment at one of the top physical rehab centers specializing in stroke, brain, and spinal cord injuries. They said Jamie is receiving treatment at one of the top physical rehab centers in the country. The clinic specializes in physical therapy programs to treat injuries or a physical condition that limits or prohibits the ability to walk or walk correctly. They teach people how to walk again at this particular clinic. In a post shared on Instagram in May, Corinne addressed the media coverage surrounding her father's condition. She had shared a post from Rap TV, which has since been deleted, claiming that the actor's loved ones were preparing for the worst. However, she said these claims were erroneous and clarified that her dad had been out of the hospital for weeks. Now, the unnamed source told Radar Online that the actor's condition is a bit more serious, continuing, Jamie would not be at this clinic if he was not impaired in some way as a result of whatever happened to him. So what happened? Let's go back to the beginning. Let's go over the timeline. On April 11th, it was posted that he was hospitalized during the filming of this Netflix movie, Back in Action. And if you watch, do we want to get into Diddy quite yet? Because this all happened within a couple days of each other. We're gonna go off down this this rabbit hole here, okay? Let's go down a rabbit hole for a second. He was hospitalized on April 11th, right? One claim, if you watch this video from Just In on YouTube from May called T.I. Confronts Diddy for Melting Jamie Foxx's Brain with Lithium, they put together some wild ideas. Almost immediately, it was alleged that Foxx told police someone was trying to kill him, implying that it's Diddy. T.I. said that Jamie Foxx, this is what the video is claiming, all right? And I'm going to tell you right up front, all these videos, all these claims, all these theories out there, there's a lot of flimsy, you got to take a stretch type evidence to support. I'm not saying it's not believable. I'm just saying I haven't confirmed it with my own eyes. They do a real good job at splicing up clips here, there, and everywhere, but they're out of context. They don't play the whole thing. They don't say the exact thing that the content creator is trying to claim, and this includes this video. The claim is that T.I. said Jamie Foxx was speaking out against Diddy because of all these crazy parties Diddy had. Because Jamie Foxx used to follow Diddy around back in the 90s. It seemed like Jamie Foxx approached Diddy when he was Puff Daddy before Puff Daddy knew who Jamie Foxx was, apparently. Because he to work his way into the entourage, Jamie Foxx would take a video camera around and be like, "Hey, Puff, Puff, let me film you. Let me film your parties." And he was like, "Okay, cool." So he started following him around. And from here, wild accusations that Diddy was throwing these satanic Illuminati parties. That's as per a gang member who used to hang out with them that said that's what happened. So, I mean, that could be real, right? Others claim that Jamie Foxx was exposed to some of these Illuminati parties. And he was like, "No, I don't want to take part of any of that." And that's why he got hospitalized. Or that's why they're trying to kill him. Or that's why Diddy's trying to kill him. Now, what about the lithium thing? Well, this goes into Kanye West. Kanye was saying on Tim Pool's podcast how he was prescribed lithium pills and how it melts your brain. And he said that Hollywood handlers get famous people hooked on medications just like this. And then, you know, Kanye came with the text messages from Harley Pasternak, who allegedly is tied into Canadian MK Ultra type stuff. So, I mean, it could be, right? Jamie Foxx said that, and in fact, they did play a clip. Jamie Foxx did say that he did have an episode of drug usage like Kanye is referencing, which I would assume is tied into the lithium claim. I can't prove that because, again, all these tabloidy YouTube channels, they just splice and throw things in, and you're like, okay, is that what he's talking about? I don't know. Jaguar Wright, she's a lady who was connected in with all these famous R&B artists and stuff, she said Kanye West is speaking the truth, and it's interesting how Diddy stays plugged into Hollywood so well. And in fact, he was on a bunch of award shows, was it last year? Receiving all these awards for being the greatest, whatever. She says, it's interesting how he stays so relevant and all these people around him. And it was such bad luck, they end up dying. She references his ex, BM Kim Porter, who died at 47, I think. Just a couple years ago from pneumonia. Reminiscent of Brittany Murphy and her husband. Died mysteriously young from pneumonia, even though they're under current care of a doctor. But Jaguar Wright, she mentions Kim Porter and Andre Harrell. I didn't hear her mention Notorious B.I.G., Aaliyah, or Shine, right? But not that Shine died, but Shine took a charge and did a full decade in prison. Diddy got mad, apparently, and this is where the T.I. claim comes into play. Apparently, Diddy got mad that there was a party and people weren't drinking his vodka, Ciroc, and he started talking trash and throwing ice at people at T.I.'s party, and T.I. got mad about it, and he called Diddy out. And then Diddy did this weird apology, but it was really just a flex about how great his vodka is. Very strange behavior. Then if you watch a video on Misty's YouTube channel called Diddy Exposed for allegedly putting a hit on Jamie Foxx, she said that in mid-May there was rumors that Diddy did in fact put a hit on Jamie Foxx, and this goes into claims that Kevin Hart made statements forever ago. It's like this old grainy video. I think it's from the 90s. I can't tell. But how Nick Cannon's hanging out when he was younger with Diddy, and that Jamie Foxx was exposing Diddy for being secretly gay, which really pisses Diddy off, apparently. And they point to Wendy Williams, who had also talked about this on Vlad TV, about how she got in trouble for discussing how Diddy is actually gay. which is a little surprising. I don't. Does anyone care anymore? Is that even a thing? I could see out in the 90s, maybe. Or maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe it's completely unacceptable. I don't know. But then they talk about how Jamie Foxx is allegedly also into these gay parties too, as well as Usher. And they tie it into how Usher was living with Diddy when Usher was 13 years old in order to break into the industry. And you can hear clips of Usher on Howard Stern talking about how wild this house was when he was 13. He called it the Diddy Flavor Camp, which has a creepy name in itself. But there's so many wild rumors if you dig around the cesspools of YouTube, which is shocking. It's shocking. YouTube is totally fine with all these videos. I'm like, bro, they ban me and give me flags and warnings on the littlest thing. And these wild celebrity gossip theories just let it fly. Some other wild theories include that Justin Bieber was 15 and he hooked up with Diddy and was staying at his house, because apparently there's this 48 hours he spent at Diddy's house that there's a YouTube documentary of, and they play a clip of Diddy promising Bieber that he can borrow a Lambo when he turns 16, which people say that's grooming. But, I mean, they tie in a bunch of people to Diddy's house, people that broke in when they were teenagers. Usher, Kevin Hart, Kanye West, not Kanye West, sorry, Nick Cannon, Ed Sheeran. Lots of names get brought up. And again, I saw nothing that was concrete, stand up to a trial courtroom evidence. Is it believable? Sure. I mean, but that doesn't make it 100% fact. Then there's a video by a guy called Prophet Muscle. I guess he's Roger Mayweather's son, who's a boxer. I don't know. Not my thing. Sports Fist. I don't know anything about Sports Fist. And he's got this incredibly confusing video. And dude's got like a million subscribers on YouTube. It's bizarre. But he's got this very confusing video called Jamie Foxx Hospitalized After He Opens Up About Diddy Gay Party with Mike Tyson, Kevin Hart, and Usher. And this video is full of really questionable statements. And it has some kind of copyright claim on it, so otherwise I would play you this clip, but I'm not even going there with it. But it's definitely the longest clip I've seen of this video that everyone references to Jamie Foxx talking about going to all these parties that Puff Daddy had, exposing the Puff Daddy parties. Even has an interesting story about how he broke Drake out. Diddy broke, and Jamie Foxx broke Drake out to the masses. But again, I didn't hear one specific claim about occult, devil worshiping, or even the gay stuff. Didn't hear it. And I've seen lots of wild claims about what Jamie Foxx has been saying. Some people say Jamie Foxx was exposing Diddy for kid stuff, like I was mentioning with Bieber and Usher and all this. People say it's occult ritual, eyes wide shut parties. I can't confirm. You'll find lots of spliced and out of context clips. Nothing I'd put my stamp on, though. Now, I can believe them very easily, but I have not seen one confirmed video of Jamie Foxx saying, I'm going to expose Diddy for these gay / occult parties, and I've got footage of it. Lots of subtle talk about how wild Diddy's parties are. But he could just be talking about orgies, sex parties, which you do hear elements of that. You do hear elements of that. But again, that's not the same. That is not occult ritual parties. That's not even gay stuff. Okay, so famous people go to Diddy's house and they throw big wild parties and, I don't know, they're banging lots of chicks in different rooms. Okay, I mean, what do you think happens in Hollywood? Even if it was gay stuff, like, so what? Okay, gay people exist, and they're famous at that. I'm interested in, is Jamie Foxx trying to expose illegal kid stuff? I'm interested in, are there satanic occult rituals happening? And I saw Nothing definitive there. I did see a lot of stuff that suggests the kid stuff, maybe. Now, let's zoom back out, because we were on the timeline here, okay? Because those were all the immediate claims, right? When Jamie Foxx got hospitalized, all those theories triggered. Boom, right? Because this has been a topic of conversation for a long time. Then about a week later, after he's hospitalized, on April 18th, it's announced that his body double would actually film the rest of his projects. So that tells you, okay, this is pretty serious. And they know it's going to be serious for a minute, right? Then a couple weeks later, on May 3rd, it's announced Nick Cannon would take Jamie Foxx's place on a show he does with his daughter, Corinne, called Beat Shazam. Then, same day, Jamie Foxx's Instagram account posts a black screen with white text, and it says, "Appreciate all the love, feeling blessed." And the first comment I saw when I saw that, because I wanted to verify it, right? So I click it. This guy wrote, "The man is supposed to be doing better and playing pickleball, but can't shoot a 15-second video letting his fans know he's okay. Mind-blowing." And that comment will make sense here after the next timeline. Okay, so 9 days later on May 12th, Jamie's daughter Corinne posted, "Update from the family, sad to see how the media runs wild. My dad has been out of the hospital for weeks, recuperating. In fact, he was playing pickleball yesterday. Thanks for everyone's prayers and support." You sure about that? Are you sure about that? I don't think so. And this is what I was saying, was that original article was a fluff piece. This is what she said. She says, "Sad to see how the media runs wild." They didn't mention that part. That makes this even more deceptive to me. She's making it sound like, oh, she's instantly dismissing everything being reported. Everything. All fake news. Fake news media. Dad's playing pickleball. Yet, meanwhile, a couple days later, it's announced Jamie Foxx is actually in a rehab facility in Chicago. They moved him from Atlanta to Chicago. We're at now, 5 weeks into this hospitalization? They move him to the country's best rehabilitation center where they teach you how to walk. And the TMZ said, "While we still don't know exactly what happened to Jamie or why he's there, we know the facility specializes in stroke recovery, traumatic brain injury rehab, spinal cord injury rehab, and cancer rehab." Then a few days later, Mike Tyson was on the Valuetainment PBD podcast. There's an article on the Bro Bible. It says Mike Tyson may have accidentally spilled the beans and confirmed that Jamie Foxx had a stroke when host Patrick Bet David asked Tyson if he was following what's going on with Jamie Foxx. Tyson replied, "He's not feeling well." Bet David then said, "There's something going on with him." To which Tyson replied, "Yeah, they said stroke." Then tried to play it off and quickly moving on, adding, "I have no idea what happened to him." Later in the show, after being pressed a little bit, Tyson said, "Hey, listen, if we don't know by now, they don't want us to know. You know, man, come on, stop." And Mike Tyson, I think there's video of him hanging out with lots of these people, right? I mean, he's Mike Tyson. He hangs out with everybody. Then the point where I decided, okay, I got to do a show about this, on May 30th, the tabloid, I don't know if personality is the right term, journalist, AJ Benza, goes on Dr. Drew's show, Ask Dr. Drew. You can still listen to it yesterday. It's on Apple Podcasts. I think there's a YouTube version or something. You can go to his website and watch the video if you want. Let's see here. Oh boy. Okay. So here's where the conversation gets a little more. I got to be careful because I don't have Dr. Drew lawyer money. But you already know what the topic is going to be here. Okay. I'm going to read to you from this, from the website, Dr. Drew website. "Why can't Hollywood be truthful about the thing from 2020 and the solutions. AJ Benza, New York City's most celebrated gossip columnist in the 90s, discusses Jamie Foxx and other celebrities who have faced unusual health issues following the rollout of solutions against the thing from 2020. Isn't this ridiculous? What a world we live in. We can't say words. Isn't that something? AJ Benza is a regular on the Howard Stern Serious Radio Show. His television credits include hosting and producing E's Mysteries and Scandals, co-hosting Game Show Network's highest-rated series, High Stakes Poker, and creating, producing, writing, and hosting his own late-night talk show, AJ After Hours. Now he actually had broken the story before he went on Dr. Drew's show, but of course Dr. Drew's show got it on the mainstream media. All right, so let's go to Radar Online. It has a more specific article. It says, Jamie Foxx suffered a blood clot in his brain, leaving him partially paralyzed and blind. It has been sensationally claimed. In a dramatic turn of events surrounding the megastar's mysterious illness, veteran Hollywood journalist AJ Benza revealed that a supposed well-placed source told him Foxx, 55, suffered the serious medical episode after being pressured into getting a solution. Jamie had a blood clot in his brain after he got the solution. He did not want it, but the movie he was on was pressured to get it, said the podcaster, a former New York Daily News columnist and host of the E-series Mysteries and Scandals. 11 minutes and 40 seconds into his interview on the Ask Dr. Drew podcast, the blood clot in the brain caused him at that point to be partially paralyzed and blind. Benza insisted his source is someone in the room connected to Foxx's treatment. RadarOnline.com has not been able to independently verify Benza's reporting. A spokesman for Foxx has not yet responded to requests for comment. Foxx was hospitalized in Atlanta. Okay, you already know all that, right? Blah, blah, blah. But if you listen to the full episode, which I did, I think it's about an hour, hour and a half, it's actually pretty interesting. AJ Benza talks about how he knew Trump for decades and how Trump was able to use the media to his advantage very well. This is unrelated to the topic today, but I'm just trying to sell you on the episode, right? Because I actually talked to AJ Benza. That's right. I talked to AJ Benza before. Can you believe it? I'm not trying to name drop, but years ago we talked about a subject and then I hit him up about this. I was like, you sure about that? And he was like, oh yeah, real deal. So I don't know. The guy's very plugged in. I don't have a reason to doubt him. If you know AJ Benza, you know he is completely unfiltered. If you ever listen to his show, he does a Patreon show, Fame as a Bitch, where he does five nights a week and gives you one free episode a week on the free feed. But he does five shows a week, apparently. But this one with Dr. Drew is actually really interesting. Dr. Drew talked about how it's in society, we can't even speculate on the health status of celebrities. Like, he used Damar Hamlin as an example, which we've talked about here before. AJ even talks about how he got the thing from 2020, and that's why he ended up taking the solution. He ended up getting the thing from 2020 many times. They give their opinions on Britney by the end of the show. But anyway, yeah, around 10 minutes in, you can listen to the Jamie Foxx part about him getting a blood clot, leaving him blind, partially paralyzed, and even theorizing that maybe that's why there was alleged to be a big fight on the set of the movie just a week before this happened, before he got hospitalized. The theory is that maybe he didn't want to do the solution. It was like, dude, I'm not doing it. Because apparently the requirements in, I don't know, Hollywood, is that they have to do those things. And apparently it also, ironically, just expired. So I feel like most people dropped that requirement at this point. But, of course, the media condemned the whole episode. Oh, it's... You know, the solutions are the greatest things ever. Like, come on, man. Like, when are we going to have an honest conversation here? In fact, if you listen to the full episode, Dr. Drew played it very responsible. He talked about how, you know, the thing from 2020 could have complications that maybe you should consider the solutions. he talked, in fact, on the show, he's like, look, I'm actually not feeling a little good. I think I'm going to go take a test right now. And I'm like, I don't know anyone who takes tests anymore. Does that even exist? So, I mean, and he talks about how he recommends the solution to all of his elderly patients. And again, it's the real truth of the risk versus reward, which is what he says, which is what I've been saying for when I was talking about this. It's up to you, right? If you're a person with certain health complications and you're concerned, then there's the thing. You can try that, see if that works. They don't know what it's going to do. They don't know long-term effects from the thing from 2020, nor solution. They don't know. You're rolling the dice either way. So, moving on. What can we add to this conversation? Recall, we did a bonus show about the Fugees, I think it was a month ago. We talked about Praz Michel being on trial, being an FBI informant. We talked about how they labeled Lauryn Hill a crazy conspiracy theorist, and the trial of Praz and how it showed all these connections to Obama and Trump and Leonardo DiCaprio and Steve Bannon. We talked about the whole Fugees crew, right? And what was interesting is how the Praz trial showed his connections to all these political elements, right? Because he was accused of acting as an unregistered agent of China, and Malaysian billionaire Joe Lowe worked in the U.S. to gain political connections and influence. And the prosecutors contend that Michelle was, am I saying that right? Praz was paid millions by Lowe to secure access to both the Obama and Trump administrations. You know, and you'll see a lot of truthers that do cover this. They're sure to tell you the Obama part, but then they leave out the Trump part. You know, like, I want a fair and balanced assessment here. Because the truth is, he was paid to give access to whoever was the president, and that's how these corporations work. They don't have political allegiances. Their allegiance is money and wealth and access. They don't really care. That's why they donate to both political parties. Because it doesn't really matter. Now, let's see here. Where do we want to go with this? So we don't want to talk about Leo again, but Leo was one of the witnesses, right? That was a big to-do. And the reason why is because the prosecutors allege that funds from Joe Lowe, the Malaysian guy, were laundered through different Hollywood studios, which gave us films like Wolf of Wall Street. And let's see, but what I didn't include on that episode, I'm just trying to do a brief recap if you haven't heard it. What I didn't include in that episode was that Jamie Foxx was also allegedly supposed to be involved with the trial. I'm going to read you from the BBC. During the beginning of jury selection on March 27th, the lawyers from both sides rattled off a list of potential witnesses. The list included a number of prominent members of Mr. Trump's political orbit, including Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani, as well as Jeff Sessions. Other potential witnesses include Jamie Foxx and Mark Wahlberg, Martin Scorsese, and Jesse Jackson. None have been accused of any wrongdoing. Well, that's interesting, right? So Jamie Foxx is apparently on the short list. They started the deliberations on April 24th. And during the testimony, Praz talked about his efforts to get the U.S. to extradite this guy, Guo, who was a Chinese billionaire who was tied into Steve Bannon. All right, so that's where the connection is. Does Jamie Foxx know Steve Bannon and this billionaire guy, Guo? And if you recall, Guo Wengi, which I still don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, was part of a news thing that him and Steve Bannon set up through these right-wing groups. They made like the Rule of Law and the Rule of Law Foundation. It was called the G News, and they were one of the first to push the lab theory from 2020. Which, again, is that wrong? I don't know if that's wrong, but I'm just telling you what it is. We don't want to go over that again, do we? But anyways, this Guo Wengi guy, very interesting character, Chinese billionaire businessman. He was accused of corruption and other misdeeds by the Chinese authorities, fled to the U.S. in 2014. After learning he was going to be arrested under allegations of bribery, kidnapping, money laundering, fraud, and rape in China, apparently. Guo claims the charges are politically motivated, product of a campaign of political retribution carried out by the Chinese government. But Guo is also a colleague of Steve Bannon and a member of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. He claims Guo claims to be a whistleblower, but some of his statements were unable to be verified. Blah, blah, blah. He launched two media projects with Steve Bannon, G-News and GTV. Blah, blah, blah. He has been using an online misinformation network to promote a bunch of stuff related to the thing from 2020. Now, that's basically it, right? So you've got this connection to Steve Bannon through 6 degrees of separation to Jamie Foxx, all right? And then Praz apparently looking at a decade in prison, right? So the question is, in conclusion, to wrap it up, because again, this whole episode is full of just unfounded, wild accusations. Is one of them in here true? Probably. To what degree, I don't know. But it's all very interesting stuff, right? So the question is, was Jamie Foxx really supposed to be called into that courtroom? Because the theory is that Jamie Foxx was, allegedly knew some things, right? They were going to expose some bad stuff. And when they called him up to trial, that would have been bad for whoever. I don't know who. Well, Jamie Foxx was in fact hospitalized on April 11th, and Praz wasn't found guilty until April 26th, a couple weeks later. So it's possible that they wanted to call Jamie Foxx in, but since he was hospitalized, he could no longer do that. So in conclusion, another possibility connected in with all this, which is strange because of Guo being so closely tied into all the theories of the thing from 2020. Then we have this another theory of the 2020 thing connected into what happened to Jamie Foxx. I don't know who's involved. I have no idea. Let your imagination run wild. But that is all the stuff going on there. And hopefully I saved you a ton of time scouring shady YouTube videos, because that's what you'll find when you get on there. You'll be like, okay, Jamie Foxx is exposing Diddy messing with kids, and you're going to stumble across just mountains of videos making claims that they're like, okay, I mean, I could see that maybe, but that's not what he said exactly, and that's not exactly the clip, and it's a little out of context, and you don't really know, right? You don't really know. Now, my personal opinion could be, right? In my hip-hop book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, I had a whole section talking about Diddy. Because, was it a rapper? A guy named Mark Curry, not the famous Mark Curry, but a different guy, I think was his name, wrote a book talking about how when he was hanging out at Bad Boy, there was all kinds of crazy devilish stuff going on. So, I mean, sometimes when there's smoke, there's fire, right? So there you go. I hope you enjoyed that. That's like super hot goss, super controversy, right? Too hot for TV. Thanks for being on the supporter feeds. That's the second bonus show this month, but you know what? I got more coming. I got Twin Peaks talk coming. We're going to talk about the cast and crew of season 1, 2, and Fire Walk With Me. We're holding off for season 3. That's a whole different beast, but we're going to hit that show. I'm hoping next week. We'll see. I got a couple loose ends to tie up with it, and that's going to be on and popping. We're going to hit the pilot episode after that. You're going to be in the Grey Lodge with me, so thank you. Thank you for your support. Until next time, stay woke.